Welcome to your daily devotional, April 19th, in 1 hour, Revelation chapter 18 and verse 17. For in 1 hour, such great riches came to nothing. At the end of the 7-year tribulation period, just as Jesus Christ was about to return, the city of man, Babylon, fell in 1 hour. The economic center of the evil world system in that day shall suddenly fall, and that without remedy. All who put their trust in the world system will weep when it suddenly falls apart. So it is today. Many people today trust in earthly riches too much. Too many people forget that their job is not promised to them. Their 401k accounts and home equity can dissipate in 1 hour. And that the economy can collapse at any moment in response to either man-made, natural, or supernatural disasters. The scripture has much to say about those who trust in material worldliness. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. And again, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. And again, the scripture says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Take heed, and think not that you are exempt, for it may one day be said of you regarding earthly treasures, for in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Jesus teaches us through the parable of the rich fool. This man spent his whole life accumulating stuff, and it all meant nothing on that day that his soul was required. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then, whose will those things be which you have provided?" So is he who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Friend, I beseech you to trust in the living God and focus on the next life more than the passing things of this life. This hour could be your hour of decision. Maybe the uncertainties of the world or your particular situation have you seeking God like never before. Take this hour, and in 1 hour, such great riches, heavenly riches, can be yours, with results of peace now and inheritance beyond the grave. If you have done this in times past, but have fallen into the trap of worldliness, in 1 hour, this hour, refocus and set your spirit, priorities, and trust aright with the Lord through prayer.